Good morning.
Good morning. 大家早。有声音吗？听得到 ？OK.
Are we on? Good. All right. I've titled this sermon this morning "How to Win the War Against Your Soul."
今天要讲到的题目是如何战胜你的灵魂。
Do you know that there is a war against your soul?
你知不知道你跟你的灵魂正在征战
？You know that.
你知道
？Okay. So we are in the book of 1 Peter, his first letter, and in chapter 2.
所以我们正在讲彼得前书第二章。
Today we're only going to look at two verses.
今天我们只要看两节的经文。
Yeah, you just read them, and it's easy to kind of go past them quickly and not really get the meaning.
很容易就看过去，没有得到它真正的意义。
So we'll dig in a little bit this morning.
所以我们今天早上要往下面挖深一点。
So just to get your brain back into the letter of 1 Peter, we want to think about why did Peter write this letter?
所以让我们复习一下，为什么要我们温习一下我们彼得前书到底是在讲什么
？Who was Peter writing to?
主要就是彼得为什么写这个信？彼得写这个信给谁
？So you remember, he's writing to believers.
所以你知道他是写给信徒。
And Peter, a little different from Paul. Paul often would write a letter to a specific person or to a specific church.
彼得的书信跟保罗的不太一样。保罗通常是写给哪一个人或者是哪一个教会
？So this is a general letter that's going to be passed around to all the churches in Asia Minor.
所以这一封信彼得写的是一个一般的信，是要在各个教会里面大家传阅的。
We say that is today modern day Turkey.
他写给的那个地方是小亚细亚，是今天土耳其这个地方。
A Christian nation today.
今天是不是一个基督教的国家呢
？No, 99% Muslim.
而不是，今天土耳其已经99%都是信回教。
And back in Peter's day, the Christians that lived there, they were experiencing persecution by people who did not believe in Christ.
所以当彼得的日子，那个地方信主的人被不信的人逼迫。
And you might ask yourself, you know.How can a letter that's written like 2,000 years ago by this Jewish fisherman, how can that be relevant to me today?
所以你会想一下说这个2000年前一个渔夫写的一封信跟今天的我有什么关系
Lots of people don't think it is. They think, just old stuff.
很多人觉得说那个是老东西跟我们一点关系都没有。
The fact that it is still relevant and it does have application for our lives today, that's evidence that it's inspired by the Holy Spirit.
到今天这一封信对我们还是有很大的关系，证明了都是圣经的启示。
So Peter's purpose is to encourage Christians in time of persecution.
所以彼得写这封信的目的是要让基督徒在受到迫害的时候给他们一个提醒。
He wants to help believers to remain faithful even when it's tough.
所以他要跟信徒们说，即使是在很困难的时候，我们还是要忠心的来跟随主。
Now, if there's any person in the Bible that should understand this, it's definitely Peter.
如果在圣经里面有任何人明白这一件事情、了解这个事情，就非彼得不算。
There was the day, and he fell away. The persecution came. They arrested Jesus, and Peter fell away.
因为当耶稣被捕的时候，那一天。彼得就背弃了耶稣。
So we have a teacher who can really help us. It's really the Holy Spirit, but he's working through the Apostle Peter.
所以真正是圣灵在教导我们，但是借着彼得他来提醒我们。
His purpose is to bring spiritual health.
他的目的是要带来灵里的健康。
Would you like to be spiritually healthy?
你希不希望灵里面更健康呢
？All right, the Apostle Peter is going to help us.
所以。 使徒彼得今天要帮助。
That's our goal today, to gain spiritual health.
所以今天我们的目标就是要让我们灵里更健康。
So the first thing we want to do to be spiritually healthy is to pray.
所以我们第一要做的是我们一起到神面前来祷告。
Let me just start us with a prayer. Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父
we come to you, we are your people.
我们来到你面前我们是你的儿女
pray, you fill this church with your Holy Spirit.
我们求你的圣灵充满在这个地方
I pray this morning your Holy Spirit touch the hearts of everyone here.
我们求你的圣灵在这边触摸到我们在座每一个人的心
We ask for wisdom and discernment.
我们求你给我们智慧让我们有分辨的能力
Help us, Lord, to overcome the flesh.
帮助我们能够胜过我们的肉体。
We ask in Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so I have the King James version here, but it's basically the same thing you read.
所以我英文是这个 King James 的 version, 但是我们的中文是就是和合本。
It starts with dearly beloved.
在开始的时候说亲爱的弟兄啊。
So Peter is saying, beloved.
所以彼得在这边讲是心爱的。
That means he cares deeply about the people that he's speaking to.
意思是说他写信收他信的这个对象这些人他是非常的关心他们。
And I say this is inspired by the Holy Spirit. So it's really God who is saying, calling you, you're my beloved, I love you.
所以这边是圣灵启示启发的。意思也就是说神是真正的爱我们每一位
So as a Christian you need to know that you are God's special possession
所以你若为一个基督徒作为神的儿女你知道你是神的宝贝
And God is taking you out of the fallen world He's taking you to be special He's putting you into a special relationship with Him
所以神把你从一个堕落的世界里面救出来放在一个特别的位置特别的疼爱你
So you have a new relationship with the Creator
所以你跟这个宇宙的创造主有一个新的关系
This is very good news
这是非常好的消息
Okay, God is your spiritual father
神是你的灵里的父亲
You are his beloved child
你是他疼爱的儿女
Remember Jesus said You know, no one can come to meUnless the Father who sent me draws them.
耶稣说若不是差我来的父吸引人就没有人能到我这里来。
So the reason that you're here in church this morning is because God is pulling you here to hear his word.
所以今天你来到教会是因为圣灵神在吸引你来到这边来听他跟你说话。
If you drove here this morning, you saw the roads are empty.
如果你今天早上来开车的时候说哦路上都空荡荡的
Nine out of ten in Florida are not going to church this morning
在佛罗里达有九个人十个人当中有九个是不到教会去的
You're God's special possession
你是神特别的拥有的宝贝
And Peter he's really begging the King James says I beseech you it means I beg you
这个在这个和合本里面说彼得说我劝你们劝其实是我求你们
Again, I want you to see, he doesn't say, I command you.
他并没有说我命令你
Okay, he could say, I have apostolic authority. I command you, you must do this.
他也可以说借着他这个使徒的权柄说我因为我是使徒所以我命令你要这样
The point is that the person who is saving youAt rescuing you is tender towards you.
重点是这个要救你要拯救你这个人是对你是非常的温柔温柔的
You can think it's like if your dad or your big brother was a firefighter, he's rescuing you, he loves you.
所以你可以想象如果你的父亲或你的大哥哥是一个救火队员的话他是来救你的
Remember, Peter has told usGod's word for you is like mother's milk.
所以你也可以想到彼得在信里面说 他说天父所说的话就好像母亲的奶
婴孩的奶一样。So God's not looking to put a heavy burden on you to weigh you down with many things you must do.
所以神并不是要把很重的东西加在你身上强迫你来做什么。
He's going to set you free.
他是要来使你得自由。
Big difference.
是很大的不同。
So he says, Beloved, I beg you.
他说亲爱的我劝你们我求你们。
Now let's see, in the King James again it says, he's going to call you strangers and aliens.
所以在这个和合本里面说他说你们是客旅是寄居的。
Do you know who that is?
你知道这是谁吗
How do you know who that is?
有没有知道这是谁
Yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, that's Christian from The Pilgrim's Progress.
所以有一本书叫《天路历程》里面一个人叫基督徒他名字叫基督徒。
Did anybody see it or read the book?
有没有人看过电影还是读过书
Okay, he's the main character in that story in my family's story.
我们图书馆有这一本书。
He's the main character in this story.
他是这一个书里面的主角。
And you might notice he has a big heavy burden that he's carrying on his back.
你可以看到他背上背了很重的东西。
God didn't put that burden there.
神没有把那个担子放在他身上。
God wants to remove that heavy burden.
神希望把他那个重担拿去。
That's symbolic of his sin. He's carrying his sin.
这个是代表一个象征性他身上的罪神希望把他的这个罪除去
You notice he's got a staff and he's got a book and he's traveling
你看到他拿着一根这个柱子拐杖然后拿着一本书他是在去什么地方的路程当中
Where are you going, Christian?
他说我们就问说基督徒你是要去哪里
Where is he going?
他去哪里
He's going toThe celestial city. He's read about it in the book.
他读到这个书上说有一个地方叫天上的城，他要去这天上的城。
Told him his true home is the celestial city. He wants to get there.
他真正的家是在那天上的城，所以他想办法到那个地方去。
Okay, this is really exactly the idea that Peter is communicating in his letter.
这就是彼得在他的书信上要传达给这个收信人的信息。
That's why he calls Christians. He says, "You're pilgrims, you're strangers. This world is not your home."
所以他就跟收信人说，这个世界不是你的家，你是客旅，你是寄居的。
There is a permanent homeland, and it's coming, but it's not of this world.
有一个永远的家，就要将来要来，但不是这个世界。
So as Christians, our present situation is similar to when the ancient Israelites came out of Egyptian bondage.
所以今天的基督徒就像当年从埃及要出来脱离埃及捆绑的那些以色列的百姓一样。
They're traveling.
他们是在旅途当中。
Where are they going?
他们到哪里去？
We just sang the song.
我们才唱了。
I am bound for the promised land.
我要去那应许之地。
Love that song.
喜欢那个歌。
Okay, our situation is similar to that.
我们的情形就像那个一样。
Okay, we are not yet in our permanent home. It's still future.
我们还没有到我们永远的家乡，因为那是将来要发生的事。
The writer of the book of Hebrews said of believers.They were longing for a better country, a heavenly one.
在希伯来书的作者说，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。
Okay, so what the Apostle Peter is saying in this is that.
所以，使徒彼得要说的是。
Okay, say this with me. Would you? Identity defines behavior. Would you say that?
You can say, 你的身份定义你的行为
Okay, if you know your identity in Christ, it's going to affect the way you live.
如果你知道你在基督里的身份， 就会影响到你的行为。
Here's a couple of things Peter wants you to know about your identity.
所以彼得在这边跟我们讲一些我们的身份到底是什么。
Do you know all people are like grass, and the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever? Do you know that?
你知不知道说，因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，草必枯干，花必凋谢。唯有主的道是永存的。
Do you know this present world is not your permanent home?
你知不知道现今这个世界不是你永远的家？你知不知道
？Okay, if you have only that much knowledge about your true identity, it's going to dramatically change the way you live.
如果你有这些知识的话，你明白这些的话。你的身份，你真正的身份就会定义，会戏剧化的影响你每天的生活。
For example, if you compare this with sort of the general present understanding, the world view about where you came from.
所以你如果跟世界上的潮流来比较一下，说我们到底是从哪里来的。
Okay, is this your identity?
这个是你的身份吗？
Identity defines your behavior.
你的身份定义你的行为。
Okay, dearly beloved, I beg you as pilgrims, as sojourners.
说亲爱的弟兄啊，我用神的慈悲劝你们，你们这些客旅，你们寄居，我们这些寄居的。
Don't waste this new life that God has given you. Don't just pursue earthly things.
不要把神重新给你建立的新的生命花费在追求世界的事物上。
Now the devil would love for you to believe that this is the Christian life now.
所以仇敌希望你想象说，哦，基督徒的生活就应该是这样
啊，relax,
很放松啊，很舒适。
Now, yeah, but as Christians, we need to understand.Just as the people in Peter's day, they were not promised an easy, comfortable life.
就像彼得的日子，那些信主的人并没有神并没有应许他一个舒适轻松的生活。
That's not God's promise.
那不是神的应许。
Okay, in fact, what the Bible says is we are presently in a place of warfare.
根据圣经，我们实在是目前处在一个属灵的征战当中。
Now it's spiritual warfare. We don't battle against flesh and blood, but we battle against spiritual forces.
我们不是肉体上与什么人征战，而是在灵里面与属天空属灵的恶者在那里征战。
And it's not a game.
不是一个游戏。
It's a war.
是一个战争。
Life and death.
是生死存亡之战。
Okay. For example, when we were celebrating Easter two Sundays ago,
就像我们举个例子，两个礼拜以前，我们在这里庆祝复活节。
This was in Sri Lanka, and it was an attack by the Islamic extremists.
所以在锡兰，这个基督教的教堂被伊斯兰教的极端分子攻击。
These that are covered here, these are the dead bodies of Christians.
那些盖的布的都是已经死的基督徒。
This attack wounded more than 500 people on Easter Sunday.
这一次的袭击有500多个人受伤。
290 were killed while attending church on Easter Sunday.
在复活节去主日崇拜有290多个人死亡。
Clearly, as Christians, we're not there yet. We're not in heaven yet.
所以很明显的，作为一个基督徒，我们还没有到达我们要去的地方。
But the weapons that we fight with are not carnal.
但是我们要征战的武器不是属肉体的。
Our weapons are spiritual.
我们是灵里的，用靠灵里的武器来征战。
Now we're passing through this world.
我们是只是经过这个世界，我们是客旅。
You are promised a glorious eternity.
你神应许你一个荣耀的永恒。
Okay, Peter had hope for one reason.
有一个原因是彼得有盼望。
The Christians that Peter originally wrote to, they had hope for one reason.
也只有一个原因，收到彼得原来书信的那些基督徒也是有盼望。
You also can have hope for one reason.
也唯有这一个原因使你也有盼望。
What's that reason?
原因是什么？
Because Jesus is alive. He's risen from the dead.
因为耶稣基督他是活着，他从死里复活。
So your eternal life is secure because it's a gift to you from God.
所以你永恒的生命是有保障的，因为是神给你的一个礼物。
This is what Peter wants his readers to understand.
所以这是彼得希望他的读者可以了解的。
You're chosen by God.
你被神所拣选。
And Jesus has defeated death and sin.
而且耶稣战胜了死亡和罪。
Therefore, we can have hope in this fallen world.
所以在这个堕落的世界里面，我们有盼望。
Now, Jesus is suffering and is paying the penalty for our sins, dying on the cross.
所以耶稣为我们受苦，为赦免我们的罪，承担了我们的罪价而死在十字架上。
This Savior, this salvation is so magnificent.
这一个救主，这一个救恩是这么的伟大。
When you think about what Jesus did for us, it will change your life.
所以你如果思想基督为我们做了什么，你的行为都会改变。
When he drank the cup of God's wrath, he took all the penalty for all of our sins.
Okay, I skipped the sentence. Previous sentence. 世上没有任何事胜过耶稣为了你而牺牲他自己。他受了，喝了那个苦杯，承担了我们所有的罪。
Okay, the writer of Hebrews says, How shall we escape if you ignore such a great salvation?
所以希伯来书的作者说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能逃罪呢？
The world ignores it.
世上的人忽视这个事情。
They don't want it to be true.
他们不希望这个事情是真实。
They're in rebellion against God.
他们悖逆神。
So if you know who you are in Christ, if you know you are a child of the living God,
所以你如果知道你的身份，你知道你是神的儿女。
For this reason, you can have hope in this world.
所以是为了这个原因，你在这个世上你有盼望。
I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the day that Jesus comes back to this earth.
我不知道你是怎么想，但是我在这里盼望基督再来。回到世上那一天。
Because of that belief, I am going to live my life differently now than if I were an unbeliever.
因为我知道这些真理，所以我现在的生活是和我过去还不认识神的时候是不一样。
The reality of the situation is every day you've got to make choices.
实际上，你每天都要做一个选择。
There are some thoughts that arePowerful to help us, and some thoughts are powerful to hurt us.
有一些想法是很有能力的，会帮助我们；也有一些是会伤害我们。
Beloved, I beg you, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
亲爱的弟兄，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战。
So that word abstain, it means to hold yourself back.
这个禁戒这个字意思是说避免的意思。
It means resist that pull of sin towards the lusts of the flesh.
要抵挡从世界来的欲望和情欲带来的罪的吸引力。
So here's a little illustration.
所以这里有一个简单的这个图。
It's showing us the fruit of the flesh.
所以看到这个肉体的结出的果子。
Oh, they're nasty.
都很棒。
This is us before we are born again.
这是我们还没有信主以前，我们长出来都是。
What comes through us are things like hatred and strife and murder and idolatry, envying, drunkenness.
像这个淫乱，像这个冲突，像淫荡，像拜偶像。
Jesus said, "A bad tree produces bad fruit."
所以耶稣说，坏树要结出坏的果子。
I'm going to give you an example from the book of Genesis in chapter 4.
所以给一个例子是在创世纪的第四章。
Here's Cain, and Cain is upset with his brother.
所以看到这个该隐，他不高兴他的兄弟亚伯。
God had rejected Cain's offering, but Abel's offering was accepted.
所以神不喜欢该隐的献祭的祭物，但是喜欢亚伯的。
And what comes up in Cain is anger.
所以从该隐身上出来的就是愤怒。
Hatred for his brother.
他就恨他的兄弟。
God says to Cain,
所以耶和华对该隐说，
Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what's right, will you not be accepted?
你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？
Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it.
罪就伏在门前，他必念慕你，你却要制服他。
Probably of all the words you're going to hear this morning, remember these words.
所以今天早上你听到我说的所有的话，希望你能记得这句经文。
You need to think about this.
你要想这个经文。
Sin is crouching at your door.
罪就伏在门前。
It desires to have you.
他必念慕你。
You must rule over it.
你却要制服他。
God says, to you and to Cain, he says, 神, beware.
神对该隐也对你我说，
Wake up.
你要当心，你要醒过来。
Watch out.
要小心啊。
You must be careful.
你要当心。
Or sin will rule over you.
不然的话，罪就要统治，统管你。
So this is the reality. This is the spiritual warfare that we're still in.
这就是属灵征战的实际，我们就在这个征战当中。
Cain failed.
该隐失败了。
The book of James says, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
在雅各书说，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来。
When sin is full grown, it gives birth to death.
罪既长成，就生出死来。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
When you sin, you earn death.
如果你罪，你犯罪的话，你的代价就是将来要死。
Okay, now since Peter was a fisherman before he became a evangelist, I want to give an illustration using fishing.
所以彼得是一个渔夫，在他这个跟随主之前，所以我要举几个跟鱼有关的例子。
I want to try to show you the danger of just sort of playing with or flirting with, toying with temptation.
所以在这边要讲一个例子，就是对你在这边跟这个罪在这边好像玩个游戏，或者跟他挑逗，在这边你来我往的，这个是多么的危险的一件事情。
I'm going to show you a picture of what I believe a demon from hell looks like.
所以我给你放一个图片，我觉得好像那个魔鬼仇敌就是这个样子。
This is a real photograph.
是一个真的图。
It's something that actually exists in the world.
是在世上是存在的东西。
Are you ready?
准备好了吗？
It's a fish.
是一种鱼。
Anybody know what kind of fish that is?
有没有人知道这鱼叫什么名字？
It's called an angler fish.
叫做钓鱼鱼。
This is a real animal, lives in the deep sea.
这个在深海里面是一个真的鱼。
And he's got this little light on the tip of his nose up there.
他在这个他鼻子的尖端有一个小小的会亮的东西。
And it attracts smaller fish to come and see that little light.
所以它亮的时候，那些小的鱼游过来看，说到底是什么东西。
When they come to take a look,
他们来看的时候，
gotcha.
他就一口把它吃掉。
Here's the thing about sin.
这个就是讲到最
There's a whole bunch of angler type fish.
有各种不同的这个钓鱼的鱼。
They've all got that little light that they dangle out there.
这都是真的各种不同的这个叫做钓鱼鱼，他们每一个人都在那个头上都有一个小小的那个会亮的东西。
I think they look like demons anyway.
看着像魔鬼一样。
The point I want to make is when you open your life up, when you open your soul up to temptation and sin, you're inviting a whole family of demons to come in.
我要讲的重点就是说，当你把你的门打开，让罪进来的话，就带来一大群的仇敌魔鬼。
Because one sin will lead to another sin and another sin.
因为一个罪就引到另外一个，就引你犯一个一个犯下去。
Lying and fear,
说谎、欺骗、
unbelief,
恐惧、怀疑、不信、偷偷摸摸。
Okay, think about like King David. He committed adultery.
你就想想这个大卫王，他犯了奸淫。
And what did he do after he committed adultery?
当他犯了这个淫乱罪之后，他做了什么事？
Yeah, he had fear and he tried to cover it up. He lied.
他就害怕，他就想掩饰这些事情，他就开始说谎。
Adultery is the seventh commandment. Lying is the ninth commandment.
所以犯罪是第七个罪，然后说谎是第九个罪。
And what did it finally lead to?
他最后做了什么？
Murder.
最后他犯了谋杀罪。
Bathsheba's husband Uriah, he murdered him.
他就谋杀了拔示巴的先生乌利亚。
How did it start?
怎么开始的呢？
Just a little look.
就只是看了一眼。
Seems so innocent, right?
看起来好像
look at that little.
很无辜的，好像就看了这一眼。
Got him.
所以他就被勾住了。
Dangerous.
非常的危险。
Now, some of you guys like to fish.
也许你们中间有人喜欢钓鱼。
So here is a nice little fishing lure.
所以这里看到一个很漂亮的鱼饵。
So this is like what the anglerfish does. The fisherman is going to sort of dangle this out there and just kind of jiggle it.
所以就跟刚才我们说的那个钓鱼鱼一样，它有一个东西在那边动，所以这个钓鱼的人就把这个饵在那边这样嘟嘟嘟在那边抖。
There's a lot of things in this world that are trying to get your attention.
所以世界上有很多的东西就是在这边在你眼前嘟嘟嘟就在那里动。
Now, it's completely fake.
这是完全是个假的东西。
It's got no nutritional value for the fish.
一点营养都没有这个饵。
But the little fish sees that, he says, oh boy, that looks good.
所以鱼看到说哇真漂亮，好像很好吃的样子。
What's the problem?
那问题是什么？
It's got hooks in it.
但是它有钩子在它身上。
And once that hook gets in,
一旦那个钩子勾住的话，
it's almost impossible to get that hook out.
就完全没有办法把那个钩子拿掉。
In fact, I would say, without the blood of Jesus, you will not get that hook out.
我甚至说，如果不是靠着耶稣基督的宝血，你没有办法把这个钩子拿掉。
So make no mistake, Satan wants to get his hook into you.
所以不要误会，撒旦要做的就是要把你勾上。
His desire is to kill you.
他的目的是要杀害你。
Satan doesn't care anything for you.
撒旦对你一点怜悯的心都没有。
But the Holy Spirit can set you free.
但是圣灵能使你得自由。
Now, is a slave free to do whatever he wants to do?
一个奴隶可以随便随心所欲做他要做的事情吗？
Jesus said, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
So here's a photograph. This was an American pilot in World War II, and he was captured by the Japanese.
所以这里有一个照片，是在二次世界大战的时候，一个美国的飞行员被日本人抓住。
Sin is crouching at your door. It wants to take you captive.
所以罪就在伏在你的门前，就希望把你俘虏。
What do you think about?
你在想什么？
What are you thinking about during the week?
你在这一个礼拜当中，你所想的是什么？
Sin desires to have you.
罪就希望能够得着你。
By contrast, God wants to set you free.
但是反过来，相反的，神是要使你得自由。
God wants to restore all your relationships with your loved ones.
神希望你能够跟你所亲爱的人能恢复他们的关系。
But fleshly lusts, they war against your soul.
但是肉体的情欲与你的灵魂征战。
So even if you're a mature Christian, you have to realize the devil still wants to get his hook in you.
所以如果你即使是一个成熟的基督徒，仇敌仍然巴不得你能够被他勾上。
Really, even more so if you are a mature Christian.
如果你是一个成熟的基督徒的话，更是如此。
Then the devil will say, ha, see, phony.
如果那个仇敌勾上你的话，就说你看。基督徒都是假冒伪善的。
Jesus said, "The thief means the devil. He comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy."
耶稣说，盗贼来就是仇敌来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
So God is saying, "Wake up!"
所以神说，醒过来。
Fleshly lust will bring you to do what you don't really want to do.
所以你肉体的情欲要使你。引诱你做你不想要做的事情。
Yet it is you who does it.
但是还是因为你是那一个做了那个事的人。
That means you are responsible for what you do.
所以你要为你的行为负后果的有后果的责任。
So Peter warns, abstain, don't do it.
所以彼得在这里警告说，禁戒。警告我们说不要做禁戒肉体的事
情。
你必须要完全的避免这些事。
Don't be like David. Don't take that little look.
不要像大卫王一样，就是看着那一眼。
That's our goal.
这是我们的目标。
Not going to allow sin to take me captive.
所以不要让罪，不要被罪俘虏。
Now it does involve an act of your will.
但是这个是取决于你的意志。
And with the Holy Spirit, you will be able to resist.
而且借着圣灵的能力帮助你，你可以抵挡这些。
You can be free.
你可以得自由。
Now Satan has another little favorite trick I want to tell you about.
所以撒旦还有一个他最喜欢的伎俩。
You've probably heard of it, but I wasn't sure.
也许你听过。
You know the story of the frog in the kettle.
有没有听过这个锅里的青蛙这个故事
？Very clever.
撒旦是非常的聪明。
He'd been playing this game for centuries.
他玩这个游戏已经玩了几千年了，几百年了。
He knows how to deceive you, how to make you think, hey, everything is good.
他能够欺骗你，使你觉得说，哦，这真的是还不错。
You know, I'm like sitting, but nothing's happening.
哦，我不是在犯罪，还没什么事发生。
啊、you're just having a little fun, no real harm.
我们不只是找一点乐子，没有什么害处。
And then gradually, see, he's gonna turn up that fire until too late.
他就慢慢的把那个火开大，加温，然后等到你发觉的时候，已经太迟。
Yeah, he's not gonna make it obvious.
他不会使这个事情很明显让你发觉。
You jump right out.
如果他一开始就很这个火很大，水很热的话，马上就跳出来。
Sometimes what happens is we're doing something we kind of think I shouldn't be doing, but it seems okay.
所以有的时候我们会做一些事情，说好像没什么问题，我是不是该做？我好像不该做。
You're going to confuse what is God's patience.With God's approval,
所以你把神的忍耐跟神的容忍混淆在一起。
Okay, don't be fooled.
不要被欺骗。
Okay, just as a father is going to bring correction to his son because he loves him.
就像父亲要管教他的孩子，因为他爱他。
God will bring correction to a disobedient believer.
所以神也会。为一位不顺服的儿女带来管教。
For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, they come not from the Father, but from the world.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的， 乃是从世界来的。
And the world and its desires are going to pass away, but the whoever does the will of God will live forever.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
So be aware there's a war going on for your mind.
所以要知道在你的头脑中有一个征战正在进行。
Now verse 12 speaks about the sort of the positive side of what we should do.
所以这个我们今天读的是彼得前书第二章十二节讲的是正面的事，是我们该做的事。
Verse 11 sort of saying don't do this, and verse 12 saying do this.
所以十一节说这个你不该做，十二节说你应该做这个。
So here's how you can be different.
所以这边这样的话，你就可以与世人不同。
Another tree.
所以是另外一棵树。
By the way, you see the artist's name there.
What is that?
That's my name. So here's the old tree.
你看那个老的树在那里。
And look at that, a new tree is growing right out of the old tree.
所以你看到一棵新的树从那个老的树里面长出来。
Wow, Jesus said, make a tree good, and its fruit will be good.
所以说好树要结好果子。
A tree is recognized by its fruit.
所以那个树是好是坏是从它的果子才看得出来。
So you already saw what the fruit of the bad tree.
所以你已经刚才看到一些坏果子。
Now you are new. You're made new, and you're going to have new kind of fruit.
所以你现在是一个新造的人，你有新的果子。
You're made new because God has made you new.
因为是神使你重新。
Now here's what's going to happen. Unbelievers are going to speak evil against you because you're a Christian.
要知道，不信神的人会说你的坏话，因为你是个基督徒。
It will happen.
是这个绝对会发生。
It is happening today.
而且已经发生。
Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind, it hated me first."
耶稣说，世人若恨你们，你们该知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。
So if you are a Christian, the world is not going to love you.
所以如果你是基督徒，世上的人不会爱你。
The world is in rebellion against God.
因为世人是在背叛神。
Jesus said, "The world hates me because I testify its works are evil."
耶稣说，世人恨我是因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。
So, for example, we can think about the sufferings and the hardships of the apostles.
所以我们可以想一下这个。使徒们所受的逼迫跟苦难。
In Peter's day, Christians were accused, let's say, not being a loyal citizen to Rome.
所以在彼得的那个时代，基督徒被控告说他们不是罗马的忠心的国民。
Because they had another king.
因为他们有另外一个王。
They would not worship Caesar.
因为他们不拜凯撒。
Did you know back in Peter's day, Christians were actually accused of being cannibals?
你有没有相不相信，在彼得的时代，基督徒被人家诬告说是吃人的
？They heard that Christians they drink blood and they eat flesh.
因为他们听说基督徒要喝血吃肉。
Christians were accused of being sexually immoral.
因为基督徒也被控告、诬告在性的事情上不道德。
Something called love feasts. What are those? It must be an orgy.
因为他们听说哦，有爱宴，爱宴一定是在性上面狂欢。
If you remember when Jesus was arrested, the chief priests and the Sadducees, they're looking for false evidence against Jesus so they could put him to death.
你知道在耶稣被捕的时候，祭司长和全公会要寻找假见证。来控告耶稣，要把他治死。
They didn't find any, but a lot of false witnesses came forward.
有很多人来做假见证。
Finally, two came forward and they said, "Hey, this fellow said I can destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days."
他们找很多人来做见证，都没有得到实际的证据。终于后来有两个人来说， 这个人说过，我能拆毁神的殿，三日之内又建造起来。
You can expect false accusations against you as a Christian.
所以你作为一个基督徒，你可以保证有人会诬告你。
I'll give you a couple of examples.
再给你几个例子。
Did you know that Christians are hateful and judgmental?
你有没有知道说？基督徒都是会论断人，而且充满了仇恨。
Why does the world say that?
为什么？
Because Christianity teaches God hates sin, that God will judge sin.
因为我们的教导，基督的教导是说神恨恶罪，而且将来要审判罪。
Oh, that's hate speech.
哦，那个就是仇恨。
Did you know you're too narrow?
你有没有听过你的心意心思很狭隘
？You say Jesus is the only way to get saved.
因为你说耶稣是唯一得救的道路。
You guys are backward. You're bigoted. You're homophobic.
你们是很偏，充满了偏见，又落后，而且很怕同性恋。
Why do they say that?
为什么说这
？Well, we teach that the Bible says that sexual relations.Outside of marriage between one man and one woman, that's sinful.
因为圣经教导我们在婚姻之外任何的性行为都是有罪的。
Christians are accused of hating women and oppressing women.
基督徒也被控告说恨恶女性，而且压迫女性。
Well, we don't say that men and women are exactly identical.
为什么会说？因为我们说男人男跟女不是完全相同。
We could go on and on. I'll give you one or two more.
可以很多这种例子。
The truth is, Christianity doesn't oppress anybody. Women's rights actually get higher when Christianity is accepted.
实际上，基督的信仰并没有逼迫任何人，而且实更讲的确实一点，在。基督信仰被传得很完备的地方，女性的地位得到更大的提高。
Okay, Christianity doesn't oppress anybody.
基督的信仰不压迫、不欺迫任何人。
Some people say, "You Christians, you're forcing your religion on me and on my children."
哦，有人说你这个基督信仰，你强迫我们来信你，强迫你我们的孩子来信这个基督。
The core of Christianity, we simply teach.Each person, you need to make a choice. I'm not forcing you to believe in Jesus.
在基督信仰的中心，其实是只是提醒你需要做一个选择，你需要做一个决定。我们完全没有强迫任何人做任何事。
There is a religion today that forces people to become a convert.
但世界上今天世界上有一个信仰是要强迫人家来信。
If you don't convert, you may get your head cut off.
如果你不信的话，他有甚至会将你的头砍掉。
So what the Apostle Peter is saying, hopefully, you can show unbelievers these accusations against us as Christians, they're really baseless.
所以彼得到底要跟我们说什么？希望他说我们可以借着我们的生活、我们的行为，让不信的人看到。这些对基督徒的指控都是没有根据的。
It's just as the accusations they brought against Jesus were false.
就像他们控告耶稣的事完全都是假造的。
Hopefully, you're going to know some unbelievers and they're going to know you're a Christian.
所以我希望就是说你是作为一个基督徒，你有一些不信的朋友。
Hopefully, they will see you're not.Backward, you're not bigoted, you're not narrow-minded.
让他们看到你不是有偏见，你不是落后，而且你的思想不是那么狭隘。
Okay, you're not oppressing women.
你并没有压迫、逼迫女性。
You're not forcing people to convert to Christianity.
你也没有强迫别人来信基督。
Okay, so these accusations are going to come just like they came in Peter's day.
所以这一些指控都会发生在我们身上，就像彼得当年的日子一样。
We just want to make sure that they're not true.
我们就是要让大家知道这都不是真实的。
Remember, spiritually, particularly in your mind, you're in the war zone.
要提醒大家，特别是在你的心思意念里，我们是在一个打仗的地方。
Unbelievers are going to label you as an evil doer.
不信的人反而指控我们说我们是作恶的人。
That's hate speech.
这是恨恶人的说言语。
Okay, we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil.
我们不是跟属肉体的征战，我们是与空中邪灵征战。
So, show them by your good works, which they shall see. Show them those accusations are false.
看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Now I'm not sure on the last part of this verse. Peter says, they will glorify God in the day of visitation, or on the day He visits us.
所以在这经文最后这一句话说，在鉴察的日子或神眷顾的日子，要这些不信的人会归荣耀给神。
Okay,
到底什么意思？
Does that mean that unbelievers will glorify God on the day when they finally, see the light and they get it?
是不是说到最后一天，他们这个突然亮光，看见神的亮光，他们相信，他们就变成信耶稣的人。
Right. Does he mean that they will glorify God finally on the judgment day?
还是说到了最后审判的那一天，他们才把荣耀归给神？
Another thing we need to know, there is a judgment day coming.
另外一件事我们必须要认清的就是将来那一个审判的日子会来到。
The Bible says that in the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
因为圣经告诉我们说，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
That's to the glory of God the Father.
使荣耀归于父神。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, in conclusion, just remember.
所以最后的结论。
That's the glory of God the Father there. Let me see. Okay, remember, you're going to live honorably among the unbelievers.
所以要记得你在这个不信的人当中要活出一个有尊荣要高尚的生活。
What you do is a witness to them.
你所做的是在他们面前有美好的见证。
And remember who you are.
而且记得你的身份，你是谁。
You're a pilgrim in this world.
你是客旅，你是寄居的。
We're not home yet.
我们还没有回到我们真正的家。
As you remember these things, God is going to give you the spiritual victory.
所以你如果记得这些事，神就要给你属灵的胜利。
And you will be spiritually healthy.
你就有属灵的健康。
Let me just close with prayer.
让我们结束的时候做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit remind us who we are.
谢谢你借着你的圣灵提醒我们我们的身份。
And we thank you, Lord, that you have opened our eyes and shown us the truth of Christ.
我们谢谢你打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到基督是谁。
May we be light in this dark world.
让我们在这个黑暗的世界成为你的光。
You help us, Lord.
你求你帮助。
Because we ask in Jesus' name.
因为我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.